This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Farmers are being forced to scrutinize every dollar they spend right now. Tight margins and rising input costs are making producers take a hard look at every investment tied to the farm, including checkoffs. Some growers may question whether they are truly seeing value from the dollars collected on every bushel sold. We talk with the folks at the United Soybean Board who say they are seeing a return on investment right after this.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
While farmers are questioning the value they are putting in through their checkoff dollars, along with every other dollar they're investing, the United Soybean Board says those questions are not only understandable, but important. Speaking with us at the U.S. Soybean booth during Washington Watch, New Jersey farmer and U.S. Soybean Board Director Pat Guyberson says the checkoff continues focusing heavily on building demand both domestically and internationally for U.S. soybeans and soy products.
Plus, what we're looking at, too, is increasing rations here into our hog production, into our poultry production. So that kind of helps bring that bottom line up for the farmer all the way across the board. You're getting more money instead of exporting the meal by itself, exporting the pork, exporting the poultry. So, you know, it's a ramp up as you go.
Guyberson says that the soybean industry has changed dramatically over the years. As crush capacity has expanded and soybean production has grown, the challenge has shifted toward finding new uses and stronger markets for soybean meal, oil, and other value-added products. He says that also means farmers deserve accountability for where their checkoff dollars are going and whether those investments are delivering results.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of ways that we can look at that. You know, our investments for every dollar that we put in with USB, $12.30 comes back to the American farmer. So, I mean, if I was playing the stock market, that's a pretty good return on investment. Mm-hmm. I'd take that any day of the week. And the other thing is, too, looking at it from the perspective of if we didn't have this, just talking about what I said 35 years ago, 2 billion bushling. Now we're at 4 billion bushling. We have to keep up with that demand. And without the checkoff and our partners that we work with all the time, we wouldn't have that demand, either domestic or across other borders. So, I mean, these are things that, you know, investment-wise, the farmers are getting a benefit of this, what we're doing. You know, it's our money, too. I invest in it just as well as everybody else does. So, I mean, I'm always concerned about how am I making the most profit for the farmer across this country.
Guyberson says that as production has grown, so has the challenge around marketing our soybeans. It's changed dramatically over the last several decades. Years ago, the challenge was finding enough uses for soybean oil. Now, with expanding crush capacity and growing renewable fuel demand, the concern has shifted toward creating stronger markets and more value for soybean meal as well. That includes continued export development, increasing livestock feed usage both domestically and abroad, and developing new industrial and bio-based products that can utilize soy components in different ways. He says that growth in demand becomes even more important as soybean production continues climbing. U.S. soybean production has roughly doubled over the last 35 years, and USB says maintaining profitability for farmers means continuing to find new markets and new uses for every part of the bean. Guyberson adds that farmers should continue asking questions about where their checkoff dollars are going, because ultimately those investments are coming from the producers themselves. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.